morning to you, and welcome to the Howard Viking Show, broadcasting from Lake City, Minnesota, and the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm about 6 miles southwest of Lake City. And we have a room full of fine-looking people now who have big, round tummies. Right, Logan Johnson?
Right. Too big.
Princess Kay of the Milky Way, you keep yours kind of trim and nice, don't you?
I try.
But wasn't that a terrific breakfast?
Oh, too much.
Thank you, Mrs. Shrimp, for a wonderful breakfast. That was terrific. Yes, today we're continuing broadcasting our Farm City Days in WCCO Radio, as we will tomorrow from Amory, Wisconsin. Yesterday it was Mora, Minnesota, and the Erickson Farm there. And I tell you, it's still raining lightly. It's light here now. I heard Roger say that you have partly cloudy skies in the Twin Cities area, and your temperature is 42 degrees right now. Here it's a little warmer, and as I mentioned before, we do have some rain. Well, in just a moment, we're going to have the whole gang sing a song signifying that the gang is all here, all right? But right now, I have a message for you. I'd like to take a minute to tell you about the complete selection. A brand-new 1967 Fords that await your approval at Bill Boyer Ford, 12th and Hormone, downtown Minneapolis. And when I say complete, I mean complete. Why, Bill Boyer tells me they've even got a Ford Mafia down at his place. And what's a Ford Mafia?
What's a Ford Mafia?
I'm glad you asked, Logan. Well, according to Bill, that's a Ford with a hood under the hood. Seriously, though, there's a lot to choose from down at Bill Boyer Ford. Fairlanes, Galaxies, Station Wagons, Falcons, T-Birds, Mustangs, many, many more. And they're all priced to save you money. Like I've been telling you for a long time, you can save money at Bill Boyer Ford. So visit Bill Boyer Ford soon and look over the new wave of quiet quality 67 Fords. And remember, you can save money at Bill Boyer Ford, 12th and Harmon, downtown Minneapolis. Already 9 after 8, our Twin City temperature 42 degrees here at Lake City. It is 46 degrees now. Is that the thermometer outside the living room window? Or out in the barn? It's warm in the barn there with all those pretty cows. Linda Kotke, you're Princess Kay of the Milky Way, and your home is Glencoe, Minnesota, is that right?
Right.
And you represent the American Dairy Association?
I do. I am enjoying my work this year as Princess Kay. I find it very challenging, and I love every minute of it.
What kind of work is it? What do you do?
Well, ever since October 16th, I've been working on a new butter promotion.
Uh-huh.
It's a national promotion to get people to use more butter. I've been going out throughout the state visiting various towns and making random calls at homes and talking to the homemakers, asking them if they have butter in their homes.
Mrs. Shrimp had about 4 pounds of butter in each table this morning.
I believe it.
Wasn't it good, though?
Oh, and the rolls are delicious.
Are we all here this morning? Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, with that music, the gang's all here. Clocks, if you will, please. It's 11 after 8, Twin City temperature 42 degrees. You were terrific, Linda Kotke, on the chuckle wagon this morning at 6:45. Do you have anything profound to report now?
Oh, I certainly do. Did you know that under the government's new Truth in Packaging plan, cereals will come in 4 box sizes?
4 box sizes?
Right.
What are they, Linda?
Regular, giant, colossal, and full.
Full size. Wonderful. Broadcasting Farm City Days from Lake City, Minnesota, with a population of about 4,000, is the only Minnesota city on the shores of beautiful Lake Pepin. And it is beautiful. Logan, what time do you get some ice in the lake?
I think last year...
Logan Johnson now is, kind of a historian for Lake City, aren't you, Logan? You're with the Tennant Hoyt Company.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm a historian, but I love this community and have dug up a few facts that maybe are not too well known.
See, Mr. Johnson has lived here in Lake City now for 74 years, isn't it, Logan?
74 months.
Give me a quick fact. I tell you, Think it over for 1 minute, will you? Think it over for a minute now. It's 12 after 8. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 42 degrees.
Is it the plastic mouthpiece?
Is it the air filtration system? Is it the reduced tar and nicotine?
Or is it the taste that makes True America's fastest-growing reduced tar and nicotine cigarette? This is a fact. New True filter cigarettes are America's fastest-growing reduced tar and nicotine cigarette, and for a lot of good reasons. True has a plastic mouthpiece that acts like a built-in cigarette holder. True has the air filtration system. True has a reduced tar and nicotine level of 12.9 milligrams tar, 0.8 milligrams nicotine. And just as important, True has taste. Taste and easy draw. New True filter cigarettes. Best tasting, fastest growing of all reduced tar and nicotine cigarettes. For a lot of good reasons. Shouldn't your brand be True?
All right, maybe so. Logan Johnson, say goodbye to Princess Kay of the Milky Way.
Goodbye.
Thank you. You're heading back to Glencoe now or what? Back to Glencoe. She's a regional meeting and all. She's on her way, Glencoe, Minnesota. And Mrs. Shrimp right now, what'd you ask her to do?
To pose with my husband.
To pose with your husband. Who, you fool, you. Logan Johnson, it's 14 after 8. 14 after 8, Twin City temperature 42 degrees. Broadcasting from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm near Lake City, Minnesota for our Farm City Days. About Lake City, Logan, it is the center. Is the truth the only Minnesota city on Lake Pepin?
Correct. It's the only town on the Minnesota side on this big lake that's 30 miles long and about 2 to 3 miles wide.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people know that just north of town was the first white settlement in Minnesota in 1727 when the French come down from Canada. This is as far down as they got.
In 17 when?
27, just before
right?
I moved here.
Yeah, I see. I remember.
It's the present site of the Villa Maria, a famous Catholic girls' school that girls come to from all over North and South America.
Well, I had a record album that they sent me.
Yes,
some time
I think
ago
I heard you play it.
Beautiful singing.
Terrific.
This is quite an apple country, too, isn't it?
Oh, it's a great apple country. We have three great orchards here. Here's a box that you might nibble on the way home.
All right, we'll do that.
I don't mean the box, I mean the apples.
Where do they come from?
They come from Bremer's Orchards and Courtiers and Francis and Francis.
They say that
there's over 100,000 people come here every year to buy apples.
Is that right?
That's what the orchard men tell me.
Well, certainly. I can believe it, yeah. I like these bluffs that surround the areas as you just drive out of Lake City heading over to the farm here, which is about 7 miles away.
Oh, it's beautiful year-round.
It's now 8:15 exactly. Twin City temperatures, 42 degrees. The high today for the Twin Cities, believe it or not, will be 58, and that should establish a new record for this area for this date. 58 degrees. And, of course, this is Tuesday, November 22nd. It's the third anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. Later on this morning at approximately 9:30, we'll have a special bit remembering that tragic event 3 years ago. We'll be back here from the Shrimp Farm living room in just 1 minute.
If you're at retirement age, the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States is now offering you its best buy in 31 years. Example, a man in his middle 60s buys an Equitable immediate life annuity. He gets a guaranteed yearly income for life of about 9% of his purchase price. Not quite as much for a woman, since women live longer. This income is derived from both principal and interest. But you don't have to worry about outliving your principal. Equitable guarantees your annuity income for as long as you live, even to 100 or more. Today, at your age, what lifetime income can you get? Call the man from Equitable today for all the answers. Rates are subject to change.
In Minneapolis, call Vernon Mattson of the Elwood H. McVitie Agency at 339-8751, the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States. Good morning from the Howard Viking Show from Lake City, Minnesota. You have a lot of stuff in front of your Logan there, Logan Johnson. What are these things?
Well, here's a nice bottle of sky blue waters from Lake Pepin. It isn't quite that blue today. We took this out of the lake on Sunday. It's for recreational purposes only, Howard.
Well, Wheeler Kennedy contributed this, huh?
Right.
That nice. What's this here?
Well, this is a pound of butter from Oak Center Creamery. I think you had Curtis Sauter on earlier this morning. Now you can take that home and taste some of Stefan Hagen's famous butter.
Oh, hello.
Remember he got the award last night?
Oh, that's right, Stefan Hagen. He's won an award for butter several times, hasn't he?
That's what I understand.
Lois, will you put this in the refrigerator till we can, till we leave later on?
Here's a bottle of wheat germ. I know the hours you fellows keep. This
is a bottle of what?
Wheat germ. It'll rejuvenate you.
Wheat germ rejuvenator for the best old-fashioned methods.
That's made by my company, Tennant & White.
Fine. What's this thing here you're using for an ashtray?
Well, this is from the Gould National Battery Company. They make pistons and ship them all over the world. They make them from miniatures up to giant pistons for diesel motors.
You have many big industries in and around Lake City?
Yes, we do.
Gould is one, and
Gould is probably the largest employer of people.
Uh-huh.
Tennant & White are the oldest.
We
make 6,000 sacks of flour a day, 6,000 hundredweights, and ship them to bakers all over the country.
Sure. That's tremendous. Later on, I'll be talking with the shrimp boys. They don't raise shrimp or shrimp boats on this farm, but they do have a herd of 70 beautiful, a dairy herd. 60. 70? Don't shake your head at me now, Ralph. What is it?
That's
60. They argue among themselves. It's now 19 past 8. Twin City temperature is 42 degrees. Joyce Lamont, are you there?
I'm here, Howard. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I wish you could be here.
Oh, I wish I could, too.
We had the greatest breakfast just about 10 minutes ago, and the ladies now are clearing off the table. And Joyce, who is the lady who did that wonderful cake that we've got to get the recipe for?
Mrs. Harold Bremer.
Mrs. Harold Bremer, Joyce, has a recipe that I know you'll want to give to your listeners.
Good. All right, you bring it back with you.
And, yeah, well, not only that, the recipe, but she baked a cake especially for you.
Oh, how nice of her.
And it's all wrapped up, and she's got a strong cord around it, so we can't get into it while we're driving home.
You thank her for me, won't you?
Joyce, you have some special events there,
yes.
And a word from on Southdale, do you?
All right, fine.
Go right ahead.
The Vienna Johann Strauss Orchestra, conducted by Edward Strauss, the second great-grandson of Johann, will give a concert tonight at 8:30 in Northrop Auditorium. The same concert will be presented tomorrow night in Mayo Civic Auditorium in Rochester, Minnesota. The choir of the First Covenant Church in Minneapolis will give its annual Thanksgiving Day concert at 8:15 Thursday night at the church, 7th Street and Chicago Avenue in Minneapolis. The Orchestra and Cantata Club of Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota, will give a concert of music by Bach at 8 o'clock this evening in Severance Hall on the Carleton campus. That program is open free to the public. The finals of the 11th Annual Young Artists Competition, that's sponsored by the Women's Division of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra, will be held Saturday afternoon, beginning at 1 o'clock in Northrop Auditorium. That program will be open to the public, and it's free.
Everyone shopping at Southdale for Christmas, 'cause shopping at Southdale is fun.
They've got oodles of toys for the girls and boys.
At Southdale there's something for everyone.
Come as you are in a bus or a car, it's warm as the spring here,
the temperature's grand.
Shop at Southdale for Christmas in
Southdale's Wonderland.
Yes, Christmas is coming to Southdale, and the holiday spirit is in the air. The tree is being decorated, the lanes are being decked, and they're dusting out the chimney for Santa Claus. Come to shop at Southdale and watch the fun. 75 wonderful shops and stores, perfect springtime temperatures, and 6,000 easy-angled parking places make Christmas shopping a breeze.
It's warm as the spring here.
The temperature's grand.
Shop at Southdale for Christmas this year.
Thank you, Joyce. 21 and a half after 8. Joyce, see you later, about 8:45.
I'll be back.
Okay. It's now, 22 after 8. Twin City temperature, 42 degrees there. What do you have in your hand there? What is this? Logan Johnson is still here with me.
Well, here's a jacket, Howard, made by Zero King, another one of our fine plants in Lake City that employs nearly 100 women.
I didn't know Zero King had a factory here.
Well, they have. Been here for many years, moved into this new plant about 5 years ago.
Well, thank you for the terrific jacket.
Made by the B.W. Harris Company, headquarters in St. Paul.
Uh-huh. Well, what
a couple
is this
more
thing?
Companies that some of our people may be interested in is a Valley Craft Company. Make material, specialized material handling equipment.
Valley Craft Products,
just moved into a new plant here this past year.
Right on Highway 61.
Right.
Boy, they've improved that highway, too, you know, coming
out
of the
city. Yeah, they better improve it some more, though.
We got the message. It's a terrific highway over to Rochester, isn't it? Highway 63.
Oh, that's 63. A fine road. That's a road.
Yeah. And, gee, these bluffs and all so beautiful. It's now 22 and a half after 8, Twin City temperature 42, the high today about 58. And in just a minute, we're going to have maybe a stranger to you, but I know many people in the Northwest will recognize the voice, introduce some music for you in just a minute.
How many times has someone asked you, where is a good place to buy a car? Where can I get the lowest price? Where can I get the best selection and immediate delivery? Where can I get assurance of complete satisfaction with service and maintenance after I buy a car? I'm Randy Merriman, and I want to tell you where there is a good place to buy a car. That's at either the famous Chevrolet Twins, Midway Chevrolet in St. Paul, or Downtown Chevrolet in Minneapolis. Every year for the past 44 years, the Chevy Twins sales have increased because it's a good place to buy, and they deliver what the customer wants. They give the lowest possible price, the highest possible trade-in allowance, the biggest selection, and the finest, most complete, personalized customer warranty service after the sale. That's why they have such a tremendous number of repeat customers and recommendations. For years, their motto has been, they cost the least where they sell the most. And that's at the Chevrolet Twins, Downtown Chevrolet, 13th and Harmon in Minneapolis, and Midway Chevrolet in Midway St. Paul, across from Ward's. Either a good place to buy a car.
There you go. That's Randy Merriman. You know, Mattel, these guys who make these toys for kids for Christmas time, Mattel. Oh, yeah. The kids here can hear about this. They're coming out with a sure winner this Christmas. Gordon, Logan, it's a sure winner this Christmas. It's a toy that puts itself away after the children are through playing with it. Isn't that terrific? Okay, it's time now for some music on the Howard Viking Show. To introduce it now is Gordon Hink. Gordon, welcome to the Viking Show.
Thank you very much, Howard. It's nice to be with you, and it's kind of fun to watch somebody else in the radio business work in Lake City. I'm kind of a loner down here otherwise.
You work for radio station KCUE, right?
KCUE in Red Wing, right.
I see, and have studios in Lake City also.
We have a studio in Lake City, and we talk to the people every day, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have some music. You want to hear it now?
Yeah, what are you going to have for us this morning?
Well, I thought, Gordon, I'd let you play one of our records.
Okay.
Chet Atkins and Country Gentleman with the Boston Pops Orchestra.
Here it is. Thank you, Gordon Hink. There you are. Chet Atkins and the Boston Pops Orchestra and Country Gentleman. Thanks to Mr. Hink there and old KQ. Logan Johnson. Oh, yeah, it's 27 after 8. Excuse me, Logan. It's the temperature in the Twin Cities, 42. It dropped... Huh? 40 now. It dropped 2 degrees in the past half hour. Find out from Joyce or from Roger what the skies are like over the Twin Cities area. Here over Lake City, Minnesota, it's mostly cloudy and a little bit hazy. Is light rain still falling, Rob, or not?
I'll go out and see again.
Logan, what is this thing you have right here? It looks like a small pot with a bush in it.
Well, you might call it a miniature pine, but it's from one of our nurseries here in town that used to be the world's largest.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some glad bulbs from one of our famous...
Oh, Jewel Nurseries.
Jewel Nurseries, yes.
Where the glad bulbs come from?
That's from Burns Nurseries.
Oh,
they
terrific.
Have a fabulous garden here in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a folder from our Mont Frontenac ski area that you might like to use this summer, this winter.
For skiing. Frontenac skiing at its best, it says here. Say hello to Neil Anderson for me, will you?
Sure will.
All right.
And come down and use our new harbor this summer.
Say, do we still have that gentleman here who is managing the harbor?
He's going to come back.
He's
going to come back?
I think, yes.
Because you have such a big thing going with that harbor for tourists and all that.
Well, it's a $500,000 project, they tell me.
Okay. Say, have you seen Ralph Samuelson, the father of water skiing, since last week?
Oh, he's over every few days.
Oh, yeah. Say hello then, huh?
He's going to Montreal next summer to the World Water Skiing Meet.
Isn't that great? Yeah. It's 29. No, 28 after 8. Twin City temperature now 40 degrees.
If you've never won a contest in your life, here's a new game that's worth playing. It's Pure's Jackpot, the exciting new save and match bonanza that's paying off all over town. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes. Thousands of instant cash winners actually paid cash right in the station on the first try. You can't lose because there's nothing to buy. Just drive into your participating Pure Oil dealers and ask for a free jackpot contest slip. Save the haves and match them. You can win up to $1,000. It's easy. It's fun. Visit your Pure Oil dealer soon and often. He's the man who sells Pure Firebird Super with the same chemical ingredients and tritane additives as Firebird Racing Gasoline.
Pull in wherever you see the big blue Pure Oil sign and fire up with Firebird Super, closest thing to racing gasoline. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up your free jackpot slip or write the station for two free slips, void where prohibited by law.
These are Farm City Days on CCO Radio, so you wonder, where in heck are the farmers? They're right here in the living room with me, and I'll be talking with Ralph and Bob Shrimp in just a few minutes after we hear the news and weather coming up right now. 40 degrees in the Twin Cities, and got to tell Dorothy Linder that this Lake City area is terrific for rock hounds. Some of the greatest rock hunting in the world right here at Lake City, Minnesota. All right, be back now right after the news and the weather. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO. Good morning to you. Welcome to the Howard Viking Show again, broadcasting from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm right outside of Lake City, Minnesota. Ralph, you and Bob have a terrific farm here. Who had the police detail yesterday? The place is spotless right now.
Well, I turned that over to my brother.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that true, Bob?
I turned it over to my brother.
Who's the older brother?
Ralph is.
Oh, he is. You get by with that? Seniority, is that it?
They tell me 15 minutes don't count much.
Well, it all depends on what kind of 15 minutes you're talking about.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that goes to a lot of things, doesn't it?
Well,
radio time, or with your girlfriend at a drive-in movie or something? Holy mackerel.
Well,
what were you referring to, Ralph?
Being that we're twins, they tell me I'm 15 minutes older.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I see. You guys have a terrific farm here. What do you do besides all these dairy cattle? How many head do you have now?
Oh, we have about 150 head altogether. We have about 70 dairy cattle, milk cows.
And what is your milk production right now, approximately, Bob?
You mean pounds of milk per day?
Yes, I guess so. I don't know how that sort of terminology. I'm not too familiar with
it. I suppose in 2 days, it's about 5,500 pounds total.
In 2 days, 5,500 pounds. Is that pretty good?
I wouldn't know. It might not be, but we more or less go by the herd average through the year. We had a 5.11 last year.
Uh-huh.
But that could be improved, too, I believe.
You have a fabulous milking system, and I was out in the barn last night while Jim Hill was broadcasting his weather from the top of the silo.
I like that.
What kind of equipment do you have?
At the top of the silo? That was marvelous.
You have a regular platform up there. Do you send Lois, your wife, up there, or Dolores? Do they go up to the top of the silo to find out where you guys are on the farm?
That's a good place.
Do they have a loudspeaker system, or do they use that megaphone that Jim Hill used?
That's the one that we generally use, yes.
They use the hog calling method or yodeling?
Yodeling, I would like that.
How many acres do you have, Bob?
240.
I see. And what kind of milking equipment do you have? What kind of system do you have, Ralph?
Oh, we have a surge complete setup, which we use a kind of a stepping saver setup, which conveys the milk to the milk house. We don't carry any.
That one main pipe I saw going overhead there in the barn, is that made of plastic or glass?
That's all glass. That's Pyrex glass, double-strength glass. That's all regular glass, so it's breakable.
I suppose then when you're through milking, you run this cleaning stuff that WCCO Radio sells with Maynard to Sunday mornings?
I think so.
Yeah?
We
got to mention the right products, sir, or else we don't mention any at all, you know. Clean it out pretty good?
Yes. I just had to say, Mr. Hill was down there last night, and he says, I see you use one of the products. Well, he says, that's the one that Spiess advertises. You gotta use some of mine.
Oh, sure. Hey, Bob, how many children do you have? You're the younger brother by 15
minutes. I have one boy.
And how old is he?
1 year.
Oh, yeah. You have two boys older than what? 7 and 8, don't round?
No, 5 and 7.
Five and seven. And later on this morning, they're going to say hello to a little boyfriend who just got home from the hospital, right?
Yes. That's right.
Well, we'll do that later on this morning. And talk with some other people here from the farming part of our visit and from Lake City, Minnesota. It's 19 minutes before 9 now. Our Twin City temperature is 40 degrees.
It's Ride Along with Rocky time with Rocky and his Great Northern Traveling Band. Listen.
It's great to go, 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 go on a Great Northern Streamline train. You relax all the way, see the scenery and say, it's great, great, great to go, Great Northern on a Great Northern Streamline train.
Here's a tip on thrifty family travel. Go Great Northern, family plan style. Dad pays full fare, Mom and the kids pay just half fare or less. For information, contact Great Northern.
Right. Here we are, talking now with Ralph and Robert Shrimp. Shrimp. What, you spell that with a P-F at the end.
Yes.
So I was wrong yesterday and I played shrimp boats.
Well, it goes good, though.
I was wondering if you raised shrimp on this farm. How long have you boys had the farm?
Oh, we bought it back in 49.
Oh, yeah. But then you got out of the service, I suppose.
No, we farmed 3 years on a farm neighbor's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was this your father's, your folks' farm, Bob?
No, it was not.
Oh. Do they farm near here?
No, my dad, well, while we were farming, my dad was a renter up to the time, and then we bought the personal property from him before we went into farming ourselves.
Do you suppose your folks are listening right now, Bob?
Yes, they are.
Where do they live?
At Frontenac, Old Frontenac.
Old Frontenac, Minnesota?
Yes.
Well, let's say hello to the folks.
Hello.
What's Mama's name?
My mother's name is Isabel.
What does the dad call her? Is he?
Is.
Is it? Is? Play a song for Is that applies now. We're going to have a song for them in just a minute that applies to you two boys and to Ma and Dad, that it takes two, right after this word from Sara Lee.
Trust your taste to tell you.
It's baked by Sara Lee.
There's no mistaking the very best baking is Sara Lee.
Treat your family to a special breakfast the easy Sara Lee way. Treat them to Sara Lee Cinnamon Nut Coffee Cake. All butter pastry, full of sugar and spice and everything nice. Cinnamon, nuts, raisins. Or serve Sara Lee caramel pecan rolls, all topped off with crunchy pecans and gobs of caramel. Both made with fresh butter, eggs, whole milk. Completely baked, then frozen right from the oven, so you get them oven fresh. Find them both in your grocer's freezer, freshest place they can be. Surprise your family tomorrow. Serve Sara Lee Cinnamon Nut Coffee Cake or Sara Lee Caramel Pecan Rolls.
Trust your taste to tell you.
It's baked by Sara Lee.
There's no mistaking the very best baking is Sara Lee.
It's 16 minutes to 9. Twin City temperature, 40 degrees. And we'll check on whether or not that high is going to get up to 58 today or not in the Twin Cities area. It's raining lightly here at Lake City, Minnesota. And now that song we're going to dedicate to Ralph and Robert Shrimp, It Takes Two. There you are, Shrimp Boys, It Just Takes Two. Farm City Days on CCO Radio, broadcasting the Viking Show this morning, in case you're just tuning in, from the Ralph and Robert Shrimp Farm about 6 miles southwest of Lake City, Minnesota, where now it even seems to be getting lighter here. Our temperature's about 46 degrees. The official Twin City temperature is 40 degrees.